Good morning. It's 7:55 a.m. Sunday, February the 26th, 2017. It's another chilly morning. It's like 20 degrees. The official temperature is 13. The thermometer in my backyard said 20. It said more like 18, but close enough. Anyway, I'm out. I'm walking. I have to get back in time to wake the kid, to get her to work at 10, but I have to wake her up at 8:30, so she has time to wake up, get something to eat. I'm ready for breakfast. I've been up since 6, so about 2 hours. I've had a cup of coffee. Everybody else was asleep, so I didn't feel like I could rattle around in the kitchen. So I've been trying to work through this story. I've been trying to work through. I've been trying to work through to Fire Called. And one of the difficulties is that I've talked about it before here, but that the turn in the story that doesn't work. And I thought it was not working because of the response of what happens after the turn. And so, I've gone back to this Albuquerque thing. And I think the problem is Albuquerque. I think the problem is this is a wrong story. This is not one of my stories. It is not a story about people doing ordinary things in extraordinary circumstances. It's about extraordinary things happening to people. And that's a problem. For me, that's a problem. It's not the kind of story I normally write, particularly not with Ishmael Huang. There's more in Tanith Fairport, but Tanith Fairport is a different kind of story. And not only is it about a different kind of character engaged in a different kind of voyage, but it's a fantasy world. And the themes are not, Tanith has to do what she does because of the universe that she's in. And this left turn at Albuquerque is, let's just say I probably shouldn't have left Tucumcari. And that's the problem. And so, in spite of the fact that I like the follow-through that I came up with a couple days ago, in spite of the fact that I managed to get 2K in on Thursday, after that, the whole thing just goes bleh again, which is the third time it's gone bleh again. So, I'm a little slow on the uptake. I'm a little dense sometimes. But I was talking it through to a sympathetic friend who has no idea what the hell I'm talking about, which is good because no way to ask me pointed questions about this, that, or the other plot point, but instead keeping me focused on why this isn't working. Why does this not work? Why is this giving me so much trouble? And the answer has to do with it has to do with this is the wrong story. I ran into this before. I ran into this with Ishmael and Rubaiyat. That scene where Ishmael goes and buys clothes has a much, in the first draft, it had a much more salacious tone to it. It's bad enough as it is, but, or good enough as it is, but it had a much more salacious tone to it. And my alpha reader at the time, my late friend, said, you know, I love this scene, but does it really go in this book? And she was right. She was right. She was absolutely right. And I miss her input. I miss her insight into the story, into the character. I miss having somebody that I can just throw a chapter to and say, what the hell, what's wrong here? And get a response. And the problem is that I can't, I'm not anybody I can throw that to anymore. I've got a lot of people, there's a lot of people listening to this podcast who say, oh me, oh me, oh me, oh me. And I, you know, it's like, I'm sure one of you would do a good job. I actually have leaned on a couple of you and might do so again. About how to pick, how to choose, how to manage the process. I don't know. Let's see. At any rate, talking through with my friend last night, I came to the realization that this is the wrong story. That I've got a lot. In fact, the first 60,000 words are exactly the right story. There's a sense of as I'm reading it along, as I go back through and look at it again, I sink into the character. I feel in the story. I feel like Ishmael is talking to me across a diner's table, and we're having coffee, and there's a murmur of conversations in the background that really don't intrude. They're just background noise. And Ishmael is telling me the story of his life. That's the movie. That's the image. Hello, dog. And so when that stops, when that image goes away, it's at this twist. It's at this plot point. It feels forced. Because it feels forced, I'm having trouble finding what happens next. My method, my process is write what happens next. And I keep stalling out because I don't know what happens next. I don't, the story doesn't tell me. I write up to the edge of this blank page. and the story doesn't push me over the edge onto the next page. It does everywhere else in the book. Everywhere else in every book, it pushes me forward onto the blank page. And what I've been facing is this. I write 1,000, I write 2,000, I write 1,500 words, and I get to the end of the page. Monk post. And the story doesn't push me over. The story doesn't pull me along. And that's a problem. That's a sign to me. That's a symptom that the story is not working. It's not doing what I need it to do. So, yeah, I slept on it overnight. I've been thinking about it all morning. I thought about it a little bit last night. I have a new seed for what needs to happen next. I just need to figure out how to splice it in. And I probably need to go back and lay some more groundwork earlier in the story so that it doesn't sort of appear. Out of whole cloth, out of the clear blue sky. I know what, I know who. I know why. I just have to make it happen. Which is a good feeling. It's like, yes, 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 yes. This is actually, I think, the problem. So yeah, I feel a little better this morning. I need to get the kid off to work. I need to get a chicken in a crock pot. Need to get some breakfast. But what a glorious morning. Holy cow. It really is a lovely day. And while I was taking my picture, there was somebody in a big hooded jacket. I couldn't really see. They were too far away. They might show up on the picture. But if they do, there's just going to be a little spot because they were a long way off. But a woman, I think a woman, it might have been a man. Anyway, somebody in a long coat with a furry hood and a dog. And the dog was having so much fun in the snow, running around, back and forth, up and down. I really wanted to get a picture of it because it was so... It was so joyous. It was so joyful. The dog, the person, they were just so totally into the whole thing out there in the snow. It's not a lot of snow. It's like a couple inches, 3 or 4 inches maybe. Down in the lower end of the park is a little more than up here. Up here it's barely a dusting. It might be an inch. But out in the park, out in the low areas of the park, the snow got blown in, and it's a little bit deeper down there. They were having so much fun. I really wanted to get a picture of them running together, but they were too far away, and I didn't want to intrude on their morning by trying to get closer so I can take a picture. But what a glorious start. Somebody actually engaged in a joyful pursuit. This morning is glorious. It's deep blue skies. Sun is up. It's feels a little warm on my face. It's still cold out here. It's not quite as cold as yesterday. I'm not feeling as cold as I was yesterday. My beard is still frozen. My mustache is still frozen. I'll be dripping condensate for half an hour when I get home. I can feel the hairs stuck to my face when I talk and my face moves. I can feel the hairs pulling. What a glorious morning. Good morning. Lady walking along, thermal cup in one hand, sunglasses, snow pants is actually a pretty good idea. The noise of it would drive me crazy as I'm walking, but snow pants, hood, got the little knit thing around her ears. So I've been doing my meditation earlier in the day. I've been doing meditation around 11 o'clock, taking a break from everything, midday, resetting the clock, and it worked out pretty well. I like it. I like it being earlier in the day. It helps the afternoon stay calm. Oh, I'm sleepy apparently. Or my body is trying to adjust the CO2 level. Here I am. Nice quiet Sunday morning. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.